Hello and welcome to Following the Truth. This is Gary Zimak and it's great to be back with you here on Holy Spirit Radio. This is the month of September. It's a big month for those of us in the Philadelphia area. The Holy Father is coming to town. The World Meeting of Families is going to be here. So we've got lots of great things coming up in the month of September. And I am thrilled to be back here with you this day. Boy, I just had a great opportunity to reach out to so many people, and I don't know if you were able to attend, but if you were at my first ever Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat at the Malvern Retreat House, let me tell you something. It was a great success. We got to talk about Jesus Christ and the fact that He is the ultimate answer to peace. If you didn't go to the retreat, I've got good news for you. It was such a success, praise the Lord, that we're going to be back next year at Malvern. So I'll give you more information as we go forward, but I'm really excited to be able to continue to proclaim the good news. It's a great blessing for me. And you know, maybe you don't know, maybe you're a first-time listener to the program, my ministry focuses on overcoming anxiety. I spent a lot of time talking about Jesus Christ being the ultimate cure for worry and anxiety. That's the focus of this program, and we're going to do that for the remainder of the hour. I hope you'll be able to stick with me for the entire show. Today's theme, you ready for this? Smile. God loves you. I think that that is such an obvious point that we forget it sometimes, don't we? We go through life, we're downcast, we become almost discouraged, depressed. We forget the fact that God loves us. And throughout this show, we're going to concentrate on God's love. God's unconditional love, meaning there is nothing we can do to change His love for us. No matter how bad we sin, no matter how many times we fall away, the Lord is waiting for us. He's waiting to welcome us back with open arms. We're going to concentrate on that. I'll play you some music to get you in the proper frame of mind to realize just how much God loves you. But without further ado, why don't we begin with a prayer? Let's ask the Lord to be with us, to help us, and please join me in asking Him to speak through me on this program. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank You for giving us another day. We thank You for loving us so much. We thank You for the many blessings that You have given to us in our lives. Especially we thank You for the gift of Your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to earth, became man, suffered, died on the cross, rose from the dead, so that we could go to heaven one day. We're very grateful for that gift, Father. We thank You for the fact that You always hear us whenever we pray. We ask You, Father, to be with all those who are sick, those who are lonely, those who are anxious, those who are struggling with addiction, those who are dealing with doubt or despair, people dealing with financial difficulties, religious persecution, weather problems, whatever it is. Father, we ask You to help them and to allow them to feel Your peace. And Heavenly Father, I ask You to speak through me this day. I'm going to turn this show over to You. This is Your program, and I ask You to speak through me. Send Your Holy Spirit to work through me. And please open all of our minds and our hearts to be receptive to Your message. We ask this in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, Your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, there you go. Now I feel a lot better. Once I pray, I feel like I'm ready to start the show. If you're a first-time listener to the program, I want you to know that you are welcome. I hope you'll spend the rest of the time with me, and I hope you consider coming back. We do this show on the first Friday of each month, so we're pleased to be here on Holy Spirit Radio. We do the program. It airs on the first Friday of each month at 11 a.m., and we also do the rebroadcast on Sunday at 2 p.m. So whenever you want to listen to it, you can listen to it live. You can listen to the podcast at holyspiritradio.org. But it's just great that you can be here with me and know that I always have a chair here for you at my table. We'll hang out. We'll talk about Jesus. And we'll remember that with Christ, we can experience peace, even in the midst of struggling, suffering, whatever it is that we're going through. Does that sound good? All right. By the way, I just want to let you know, if you want to find out more information about my work, and maybe invite me to speak at your parish, which I'd love to do. I live right in the Philadelphia area. I'd love to do that. Or purchase one of my books, possibly. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. It's followingthetruth.com. If you have any comments about the program, feel free to let me know at Gary@followingthetruth.com. And, you know, it's just a real blessing to be able to be here. It really is every month on Holy Spirit Radio. So here's the deal. Why don't we get things started? We're going to listen to a song by a group called Casting Crowns. The name of the song is Who Am I? Now, here's what this is about. God loves us. He loves us in spite of the fact that we're pretty insignificant. You know, He created us. He doesn't love us because of our accomplishments. He doesn't love us because of our intellect. He doesn't love us for any reason other than we are who we are. God created us and He loves us unconditionally. As we listen to this, think about that fact. Because I don't know about you, but when I realize that God loves me unconditionally, it makes me relax. It makes me overcome any problem that I could possibly be dealing with. And that love is very, very powerful. Who Am I? By Casting Crowns.
That the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt. Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what You've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who You are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still You hear me when I'm calling. Lord, You catch me when I'm falling, and You've told me who I am. I am Yours. I am Yours. Who am I that the eyes that see my sin would look on me with love and watch me rise again? Who am I that the voice that calmed the sea would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me? Not because of who I am, but because of what You've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who You are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still You hear me when I'm calling. Lord, You catch me when I'm calling.
but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm.
Great message, isn't it? Who am I but Casting Crowns? You know what I was thinking during that, while that song was playing? Did you ever try to call customer support? It's impossible, just about, to get a live person. We get all these options to choose from. We're picking. We have to press this if we want to talk to this department or the other department. And oftentimes we don't know where it is that we don't know who we want to speak to, and we struggle with that. But the God of the universe, our creator, he's there for us all the time. We wake up at 3 a.m. He's there. He wants to speak to us. He knows us by name. And he loves us unconditionally. Now, I do want to talk a little bit about love, but I want to share something with you as that song was playing. My engineer, Kathy, passed this on to me. She saw this on Facebook. Listen to this. Satan knows your name and calls you by your sin. God, on the other hand, knows your sin and calls you by your name. How powerful is that? Even though we're sinners, and I know all about that, believe me, just this weekend, I went to the sacrament of confession. I love going to confession, but sometimes it's a really humbling experience. I realize what a sinner I am. In spite of all of these sins that I have committed and continue to commit, doesn't change things. God loves me. It's not based on what I do. It's not based on my intelligence or how good I am. He loves me unconditionally. That's beautiful. But let's talk about love, because I think in today's world, we get confused by the word love. What is love? Love is more than a feeling. You know, you hear that all the time. Love is a feeling. I feel this. I feel that. And that's not what love is. Ultimately, what love is willing the best for somebody. So when God loves me, he only cares about what's best for me. And I'll tell you why that's comforting. We have things in life that happen that can be difficult. We have problems. We have unexpected illnesses. We have financial struggles. We have relationship problems, all kinds of difficulties. Everything that happens to us in life is for our good. If something happens in life, even if it's hard for us to understand, even if it involves suffering, it's done out of love and it's God's will. And it's something I really didn't understand until you start looking at some of the writings of the church fathers and theologians throughout the ages. They write about this constantly. St. Francis de Sales wrote a book about this. St. Alphonsus Liguori, St. Claude de la Colombiere, all of these individuals, they know what they're talking about, and they make it really clear that whatever happens to us is God's will. God doesn't cause evil. He doesn't will evil. But sometimes some nasty things happen to us. But God allows them to happen because somehow, and we might never understand how, that's going to help us to get to heaven. So I think that very thought that God loves us unconditionally and that he wills only our good helps me to deal with the problems that I face, doesn't it? When you think about it. So when you deal with your struggles, and I'm sure you have them, we all have them, know that God loves you. Romans 8:28 is one of my favorite verses. All things work for the good for those who love God. Not some things, but all things. So whatever happens, whatever comes into your life, that's God's will for you. And you can ask him for the grace. We're going to talk about grace as we go through the show. It's one of the great gifts that he gives us. The Lord gives us the grace to deal with any problem that we can ever face. Knowing that makes us confident that we're not alone. And that's one of the messages that I always like to bring. I use this show to bring that message. You are not alone. First of all, you've got me here, and I really care. That's why I do this program. I want you to know Jesus Christ, and I want you to know that I really care about you. That's why I do this show, and I focus on overcoming anxiety, dealing with stress, because it's a very much a part of our lives. But with Christ, and that's the message that I share, with Christ, you can rise above that stress and feel peace even in the midst of suffering. When we talk about God's love, I think one of the most popular Bible verses, this verse, in fact, is so popular that we tend to overlook it. I think we've become desensitized to it. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You know, if you go back to the Old Testament, we see that God gradually revealed himself to the people. And in many ways, God was mysterious. The people didn't really know him that well. But through the years, it took thousands of years to happen, they gradually got to know him a little bit better because he would reveal himself little by little. This culminated with the arrival of Jesus Christ. So that with Jesus Christ, we have a visible image of an invisible God. And we're so blessed to have Jesus Christ as our Lord, our Savior, and our best friend. This is something as, and I've shared this story with a lot of different radio and TV stations that I've done interviews with. I'm a cradle Catholic, went to Mass throughout my life, didn't realize that it was possible to have a close personal relationship with Jesus Christ. One day, I woke up and realized that Christ is real. He didn't die 2,000 years ago. He's alive today, and better yet, he wants to be my friend. And I hope you understand that, too. Jesus Christ wants to be your friend. And there's power in that friendship of the Lord. There's power in his love. There's power in the grace that he gives us. I'm going to go to another song right now. This one is called The Power of Your Love by Lincoln Brewster. There's a little bit more up-tempo. I want you to listen to this. Think about the power of that love that comes from the friendship of Jesus Christ. And we'll be back on the other side.
my eyes, let me see you face to face. Knowledge of your love as you live in me.
Lord, renew my mind as your will unfolds my life. Let
you feeling now? You up and dancing? We should be, because God loves us and he wants to hold us close. That was Lincoln Brewster, The Power of Your Love. You know, through Jesus Christ, we have this ability to have a personal relationship with our Father. And I think so many times we take that for granted. And here's an example. When you woke up this morning, now I'm not trying to make you feel guilty because I do the same thing. Did you thank the Lord for being there in your life? Did you thank him for giving you another day? Did you thank him for dying on the cross for you? Did you thank him for speaking to you through the Bible? I mean, these are all so many gifts. And then if we look at our material gifts, did you thank him for the blessings in your life? There are so many things that he gives us every day. But unfortunately, and remember, I do this too, unfortunately, sometimes we focus so much on our problems and what we don't have that we don't think about what we do have. And what we have is this tremendous love of the Lord. He loves us so much that no matter what we do, he wants to take us back. And he wants to be a part of our life. He wants to be our best friend. I don't know about you, but sometimes I wake up in the night. It's just something that happens. I wake up in the night and my wife, Eileen, she's asleep then. My girls are asleep. I feel for an instant that I'm lonely, that I'm by myself, but then I remember that the Lord is there and he wants me to speak to him. I have a book coming out next year. It's called Find a Real Friend in Jesus. And it's 10 steps which will help you to have a personal relationship with Christ. I loved writing this book because this is something I struggled with. I didn't know how I could have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I thought it was a Protestant thing. I didn't realize Catholics could do this. I've heard it mentioned before, but I didn't think it was possible. But let me assure you, it is possible. One of the key things that you need to do is to speak to the Lord every day. And we want to be careful that we're just not asking for things. It's really easy to fall into the trap of, my prayer consists of, gimme, gimme this, gimme that, gimme the other thing. We can easily do that. But what we have to remember is that prayer is a relationship. And you know, no relationship on earth would exist if all that was involved was asking for things. We have to share our thoughts. We have to share our feelings. And we have to put the needs of the other person first. And again, not the thing you typically think of when you're struggling, when you're feeling down, when you're alone. You're not thinking, hey, what can I do for God? You're thinking, hey, Lord, what can you do for me? But what I found is that when we focus on God's needs sometimes, and yes, technically he's God, he doesn't need anything, but he wants us to return his love. So we do that by saying, Lord, what can I do for you today? Who can I pray for? Who can I help? Who can I reach out to? And amazingly, when you start doing that, you start to feel more peaceful. And your problems seem a little less monumental. But that comes in time. It's not an overnight thing. And I'm finding in my life, the more I focus on the Lord, his love for me, and developing what they call an attitude of gratitude, the more peaceful I am. Because I realize that Jesus Christ wants to be a part of my life. He wants me to speak with him every day. He wants to speak to me. He speaks in a lot of different ways. He speaks through the Bible. He sometimes speaks through other people. He speaks to us in the silence of our heart in prayer. There's so many different ways that the Lord speaks to us. But he wants to have that conversation with us every day. And I'll challenge you, are you speaking to him every day? Because if you're not, that's one of the main reasons that you might not be peaceful. Make it a point to speak to Jesus. I've seen this happen in my life. Whether you feel like it or not, there are going to be times, as is the case with any relationship, that you might not feel like praying. Pray anyway. Because that's when you express your love for the Lord. When you don't really feel like it, look, those of you who have had children, you get what it's like to wake up in the middle of the night and take care of your kids. Oftentimes, we're not jumping around doing cartwheels because we get to wake up in the middle of the night because a baby's screaming, right? That's not what happens, but we do it because we love them. And remember, love is willing the good for the other person. So when my wife is sick, when my kids are sick, I am taking care of them. I am not just looking at what I can get out of it. And the same thing goes with our relationship with the Lord. So you start praying every day, and you're going to start to see a change in your life. Make sure your prayers are not just asking for things. That has to be a part of it. But also thank the Lord. Thank him for your blessings. Praise him. Worship him. Tell him you're sorry when you messed up. And that's something that we can do on a daily basis. We do an examination of conscience. And then we have this personal relationship with the Lord. And it grows daily. Okay? And now if you have any questions about anything that I'm talking about, please feel free to email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. And remember, we're walking this road together. I'm in it with you. This is a daily struggle for me because there are days that I don't feel like praying. Honest, there are days that I don't feel like praying, but I've learned to do it anyway. You don't have to do it for 5 hours a day. But I would say start your day in the morning, wake up, say good morning to the Lord, thank him for giving you another day. And then ask him what you can do for him this day. Because if you're here, if you are listening to this program, good news. Number one, you're alive. Number two, God's got a plan for you. He has something he wants you to do for him today. All right, so give that a try, and I think you're going to see it will help. Let's go to another song, all right? This is a song by a young lady named Sarah Hart. I like this song, nice and peaceful. It's a great message. The name of the song is You Alone. And that was You Alone by Sarah Hart. You are listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. If you want to find out more about my work, or if you'd like to invite me to speak at your parish, visit my website, followingthetruth.com. We do this program once each month on Holy Spirit Radio. The message here is God loves you. God loves you. You are not alone. He's with you. He wants to enter into a personal relationship with you. What you need to do is open the door. This is the thing that we forget sometimes, that the Lord will not force his way into our lives. You know, I thought when I was coming up with this topic about God's love for us and the fact that we have done nothing to earn that love, I was looking at St. Paul's letter to the Romans. I want to share something with you right now. This is Romans chapter 5, beginning in verse 6. Here's what St. Paul said. While we were yet helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Why, one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for a good man, one will dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Can you imagine that? That gives us an idea of just how much the Lord loves us. He doesn't expect us to be perfect. What he expects us to do is to try with the help of his grace to live a holy life. And he's not asking us to do anything by ourselves. He's offering the assistance of grace. How do we get grace? We get grace through the sacraments, through prayer. And we as Catholics are especially blessed because we have the gift of the Eucharist. Jesus Christ is present in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. When we receive our Lord in Holy Communion, we receive the same Jesus who walked the face of the earth 2,000 years ago. And sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we wish, if only we could have lived at the time of Jesus, we could go to him, we could meet him, we could talk to him. We can do that. And that's what we forget. He's there for us whenever we need him. And when we receive Holy Communion, we have this great privilege of being able to have an intimate personal encounter with Jesus Christ. And he gives us the grace that we need to not only experience peace in the midst of our problems, but to be able to get to heaven. Because I can't be good all by myself. And he knows that. And I'll tell you, I think that takes a lot of the pressure off. The fact that I can't do it on my own helps me to realize that I need the Lord. And he wants to help me. Now, he expects me to do what I can. If I'm having a problem with a sin in my life, he expects me to do what I can to try to fight against the temptation. But he's also going to give me the grace that I need. And that is a really special thing. None of us are worthy to receive the Lord. None of us are worthy to go to heaven, but that's okay. He gets that. And he allows us to be able to receive him in an intimate way in the sacrament of Holy Communion. And he allows us also to be able to live with him forever in heaven. The Eucharist is a great gift for us to help us along the road to overcome our sinful tendencies. So we're going to play a song now. I'm going to go to another song. This is, you're probably going to remember this one. This is a classic song. I remember this from when I was growing up. It's called, O Lord, I Am Not Worthy. And it just reminds us of the fact that the Lord loves us so much that he doesn't want to be distant. He wants to be as intimately involved as possible in our lives. And when we receive him in Holy Communion, even though we are not worthy, that's what we say at Mass, even though we're not worthy, he comes to us anyway. He bows down, he stoops to us, he lowers himself to be able to be received by us. And the Eucharist can be a source of unlimited grace. So if you're struggling, experiencing anxiety in your life, if you're trying to achieve peace, try to receive communion as often as possible. If you can go to daily Mass, please do it. It's going to make a huge difference in your life. This version of O Lord, I Am Not Worthy, it's by Colin Ray and Marie Bellet. This is one of the nicer versions that I've heard. I love the song, but I think they do just a beautiful job. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk a little bit more about the Lord's love for us.
Oh Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come to me, but speak the word of comfort, my spirit healed shall be.
And humbly I'll receive thee, the bridegroom of my soul. No more by sin to grieve thee, or fly thy sweet control.
Eternal Holy Spirit, unworthy though I be, prepare me to receive Him and trust the word to me.
Increase my faith, dear Jesus, in thy real presence here, and make me feel most deeply that thou to me art near.
I am not worthy. That's absolutely true, but it doesn't matter. The Lord realizes that we're not worthy, and that's why He wants to help us. You're listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Today's show is all about God loves us. And I think that's something that we need to remember. When we wake up in the morning and we have a hard time focusing on our blessings because we've got so many problems, the thought that God loves us unconditionally should be enough to really get us in the right frame of mind. I want to read something here. This is from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. This is Ephesians chapter 2, beginning in verse 4. Now check this out. When it comes to God's mercy, why is He merciful? Because He's all loving. Listen to this. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning in verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Him, and made us sit with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the coming ages He might show the immeasurable riches of His grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. Did you catch that? This is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. Now, here's why that's important. Because sometimes we can fool ourselves into thinking that we can earn heaven. In other words, I do enough good things, I'm going to cruise into heaven. It doesn't work that way. The only way that we can get to heaven is with the help of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ redeemed us. He made it possible to get for us to get to heaven. Now, can we mess it up? Yes, we can. What the Lord calls us to do is to cooperate with this grace. He gives us the grace. Grace is what? Grace is this intangible thing. We can't see it, but it helps us to become holy. So a sinner like me can still, with God's help, get to heaven. That's a good thing, isn't it? I mean, if you're having a hard time, think about that and focus on that. That's how much God loves you. He wants to share heaven with you. And even though you can't get there by yourself, through his grace, it's possible. That is how we make it to heaven. We make it to heaven by cooperating with the grace. So God gives us the grace that we need to do good things. Can we reject it? You better believe we can reject it. Every time we sin, we're rejecting the grace that God gives us. So our job is to ask for the grace, and then when it comes, to cooperate with us. Now, sometimes I have a hard time. I have a hard time trusting the Lord. This is where the grace can help. The grace to not worry. The grace to pray. The grace to believe that God's greater than my problems. Can I also worry about it? You bet. I can. How do I get over that? Well, the best way to do that is to always turn to the Lord in prayer whenever you begin to worry. We can't worry and pray at the same time. Sometimes we think that worrying is completely uncontrollable. Well, we can control it. We can't control a feeling of anxiety, but that's just a feeling, so that's okay. But what we can control is what we do with that feeling. So if you're like me and you have a tendency to be anxious, I'm going to make no secret of the fact that every time I go out and speak at parishes or in my books, I make clear I'm someone who tends to be anxious. When I start to become overwhelmed or I experience that fear, what I've learned is to turn to the Lord. To turn to the Lord and ask for that grace that I need. And that grace can give you the peace, that supernatural peace. It's not an earthly peace. That supernatural peace that can even exist while you're in the midst of your problems. So give that a try. The next time you begin to worry, turn to the Lord and ask Him for help. Lord, please help me. Please help me to trust You more. Please help me to experience Your peace. Please help me to know what to do with this problem. And what happens is that you receive grace to deal with your problem. The sacraments also give grace. Sacraments are a great source of grace. So if you can make it a point to receive Holy Communion as often as possible, to receive the sacrament of confession as often as possible, then you're going to get more grace. More grace equals more peace, equals more holiness. You see how that works? If we become too proud, we start to think that this is all on us. It's all on me to stop worrying, but it's not. It's all on me to become holy, but it's not. That's where pride gets the best of us. And we begin to think that either God can't solve our problems, that He can't grant us peace because we've been worrying too long, that I can never overcome my favorite sins. And let's face it, we all have our favorite sins. That's where pride gets in the way. But if we're truly humble and accept the fact that we are imperfect, that we are weak, that without God we can't do anything good. If we accept that and turn to Him like St. Paul did and recognize the fact that we are weak, when we are weak, we are strong. And that with God, we can do all things. Once we start doing that, our whole outlook changes. But He wants to give you the grace. Make it a point to accept it today. I have another song I want to play. This is, I have to say, this is one of my favorite Christian songs. It really is a version of a very traditional hymn, Amazing Grace. This is by Chris Tomlin. The title is Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone. I just want you to rest in the Lord's presence as you're listening to this and recognize the fact that through His grace, we're able to get to heaven, not because of anything we do on our own, but through His grace. Make it a point to cooperate with that grace, to accept it, and to turn to Him frequently. Just relax, listen to the song. We'll be back to wrap up the show on the other side. Amazing grace, my chains are gone.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first my chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace.
Grace by Chris Tomlin. I want to share something with you. John 15:5. Jesus said this, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. I think that's the secret to achieving peace and to becoming holy, is to accept the fact that apart from the Lord, we can do nothing. And Jesus went on to say, in John 15:9, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. That's pretty powerful, isn't it? As the Father has loved Jesus, so Jesus has loved you and me. And the Lord goes on to say, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Isn't that great? But there's a responsibility there, because the Lord is telling us. How do we show we love him? By keeping his commandments. And that can be challenging for us sometimes. But the whole message today is, I just wanted you to know how much God loves you. And I think sometimes we look at verses such as John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We look at that and we think that, well, God loves us, and he does. But you need to remember that God loves you. He loves you individually. And I think Pope Francis has said this many times. This is something we need to concentrate on. It's personal. He loves us. But more importantly, he loves you. So if you're having a bad day, if you feel like nobody cares, remember there's always somebody who cares. The Lord cares, and he wants to become intimately involved in your life. He's just waiting for you to open up that door. Now, as we wind down today's program, I want to remind you we will be back in October. We do this show once a month, first Friday of each month at 11 a.m., and then the repeat broadcast is on the following Sunday, the first Sunday of the month, I guess it would be, at 2 p.m. If you have any questions about the show, or if you'd like to bring me out to your parish, I'd love to share this message with you and your parishioners. You can contact me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. That's Gary@followingthetruth.com. Or you can visit my website, followingthetruth.com, for more information and contact me through the website. I want you to know what a pleasure it is to be here each month on Holy Spirit Radio and to be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ with you. And if you're someone who doesn't believe that Christ is real, if you believe that he lived 2,000 years ago and you don't really think that you could be friends with him, I would ask you to give it a try. Invite him to come into your heart. Ask him to be your friend. Tell him your needs. Tell him your fears. Tell him your concerns, whatever they may be, and you'll find Jesus will become your friend. Spend time with him at the Adoration Chapel if you have Eucharistic adoration. Spend time with him in adoration. Open up your Bible every day and read the Bible, even if it's for 5 minutes. Read the daily Mass readings. It's a great way to get started reading the Bible. And you will find that you and Jesus will become close personal friends in no time. Believe me, if it worked for me, it will work for you. And also know that I'm going to be praying for you. And I would ask if you would please pray for me. I'd really appreciate it. I'm going to continue to do what I can to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, because we live in a world that's a dark place. People need to know Christ. They need to know that he wants to be their friend. They need to know that we can experience peace, even in the midst of problems. That's a message you're not going to hear from the world. The world's message is that the only way we'll experience peace is if we have no problems. Well, let's face it, we're never going to not have problems. We all have some kind of a problem every day. But remember that the Lord is bigger than your problems. The Lord's bigger than any problem you could face. And instead of focusing constantly on the problem that you're dealing with, spend more time focusing on Christ. And eventually you'll start to see that you'll feel more peaceful. It might take a while, but it will happen. Take it from me. And again, I want to thank you for tuning in. God willing, we'll see you next month here on Holy Spirit Radio. Remember that I'm praying for you. Remember that God loves you. And remember that with him, all things, not just some things, all things are possible. God bless you. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time.